Today's shir is Masech the site of Daf Mem Vav. We will begin by Ezer Hashem's Baruch on Daf Mem Hey Amid Beis at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah and continuing to describe the procedure of the Parah Aduma. Says the Mishnah Niftaru Ziknei Yerushalayim. The Ziknei Yerushalayim, after they had finished measuring, which is the closest city to the corpse, for Holchulahem, and the Ziknei Yerushalayim at that point left the Holchulahem Ziknei Yerushalayim, and then the Ziknei of the ear, the Zikane of the ear, which turned out to be the city closest to this body, Mevin Eglis Bakar, they bring a calf, Ashley Mosh Baal, that was never used, had never had a yoke on it. The Ein Hamum Paisabat teaches us the Mishnah that a mum, which many times, as we're going to be discussing Yom Hashem in the Gemara, disqualifies an animal for being a carbon if it has a mum. It says the Mishnah, Ein Hamum Paisabat. A mum is not a disqualification with a Fregla Rufa. Ein Hamum Paisabat. Meridin Yisrael Nachal Eisen. It was taken down to a Nachal Eisen. Some explain a Nachal Eisen means that it was a valley which was nothing grows there. Others say that it's a larger valley. Eisen k'mashma kasha, that it's, the earth is very hard. Apish Eisen, but let's say that valley doesn't have those qualifications. Says the Mishnah kosher, it's still kosher to be used. For the Egla Rufa procedure, often I say they would decapitate it, bekupitz with an axe, mechura from its back. That's the way the procedure of the Egla Rufa took place. The Rambam says that the Ziknei Oseir, that the Mishnah says, bring the Egla Rufa, has to be a Sanhedrin of 23 members. And moreover, says the Rambam, even though, as our Mishnah just taught us, it's the Ziknei Oseir who participate in the actual Egla Rufa procedure, but the collection of money for the Egla Rufa, to buy the Egla Rufa, he says everybody from the city had to participate in buying that Egla Rufa. And the Chasam Sofer says that even that only those who were from that city, only those who were in the city on the day of finding the corpse, he says anybody who's from the city, even if he wasn't in the city on that day, would have to participate. On the other hand, if somebody is not a member of that community, even though he was there the day that this corpse was found, he would not have to participate. The Yerushalmi in Masechta Shkolim says that this procedure of doing the Egla Rufa was not necessarily done immediately after the corpse was found. He says, the Yerushalmi seems to say, that the 15th day of Adar was the day that they made the collections for all these various city needs. From our Mishnah, it seems that as soon as the corpse was found, they did the Medida. And similarly, after they did the Medida, immediately the Kohanim, the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin of that city, began doing what they have to do. The Mishnah was very clear in teaching us that a mum, that if an Egla Rufa, that the Egla has a mum, that doesn't disqualify the Egla from being able to be used for this procedure. But we know that the Gemara often discusses different other disqualifications that make an animal disqualified for being a carbon. And the question that's discussed, what about these other disqualifications? Are they also disqualifications that will disqualify an animal? Or is it only the mum that's an exception? according to the Miches Chinuch, everything that disqualifies an animal from being a carbon, for example, it was used for an immoral act, or was used for avodah zarah, will all these examples and others will disqualify an animal from being an egla rufa. Only the mum is the one exception. The Karen Ira disagrees. Why was it taken to Nachal Eson? Why is that the halacha? Because as we're going to learn in a moment, that it's important to point out that the Sanhedrin, the Zakenim, announced that we had nothing to do with the death of this person, and we escorted him and treated him properly. Eson means strong. Eson is the opposite of people who are soft. Eson, as we said, is a strong, hard person. And what we're identifying and saying is that we did not act in that such a fashion. Moreover, I saw that the Meiri says that when the Mishnah says that it's taken down to Nachal Eson, what is meant by saying that's taken to Nachal Eson, it's taken to the middle of the valley. Moreover, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his sefer Nachal Eson says that L'chatchila, the entire Besdin should be there, that taking down the Egla Rufa Trat Nachal Eson. However, the Malbim holds that you don't need the entire Besdin to take it. He says that the only three members of the Besdin are necessary. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the side for Nachal Eson says that technically it doesn't even require that any of the members of the Besdin, L'chatchila, he says, that the entire Besdin should participate in taking the Egla Rufa there. But he says, b'dieved, not only do we not need the entire Besdin, but the Besdin could actually appoint shlichim, messengers, to take down this animal on their behalf. Why, explains the Sephorna, is the halacha that the animal's killed from its back? Because as we discussed the entire subject of Egla Rufa, we're speaking about a person that was murdered, and we don't know who the murderer is. And that's why we kill the Egla from the back. By killing it from the back, we also is like saying we don't know to know who was the murderer. He didn't see who killed him. The Chinuch, however, says the reason it was killed from the back, it's a much more cruel type of death. And what it represents is that this person was killed in such a horrible fashion. Umekaima, and the place where this Egla Rufa procedure took place, says the Mishnah, Osa Milazroya Milavid, one may never work there on that place. However, one may plant and work there, Mutta Lisuk Shampishtan, you could use it as a place to comb linen, L'nakashamavonim, or to clear out strong. That Rabbi Yashiv says that it could be also used as a cemetery. Ziknei Yisair, continues the Mishnah, the Zakenim of the city who brought the Egla Rufa, Roich Sinas Yadayim B'mayim, they washed their hands with water, B'mokam Arifa Shlagola, the place where the decapitation took place, V'imrim, and they say, Yadayim Ulo Shafka Sadeh Amazeh, our hands did not spill this blood, Feinenu Laro, and our eyes did not see what happened here. So ask the Mishnah, V'chi al datenu also, is there any reason to think Shezikney Bezdin Shoev Kedamahem, that they are murderers, that they make an announcement that we did not participate in this murder? Ella, what they're saying is Shloiba al Yadenu, what happened was this person didn't come to us, Upatrinua, and we didn't let him go, without taking care of him, giving him what he needs. We let him leave without being escorted. We made sure that our city was done, everything was done in our city properly. Why does the Mishnah point out that you're allowed to comb linen and clear stones? Because even the Sefer HaNasha explains, Because we would think that by combing linen and by clearing stones, you're preparing the earth for growing. The cotton seed will fall there. Teaches us the Mishnah. It's mutter, and we don't have to be concerned that we need not be concerned that that's going to happen. That something will grow there. The pasuk says that when Yosef sent the message to his father that he's still alive, so the pasuk says v'yaris agolus. Yaakov saw the wagons asher sholach Yosef loisoi that Yosef sent to bring him to Mitzrayim. V'techi ruach Yaakov avim, and Yaakov's spirits got uplifted. And Rashi explains that what was the message that Yosef was sending his father Yaakov? He was saying that I remember that know that it's really me, Yosef, because remember that the last subject of Torah that we were learning together was the parsha of Eglah Rufa. And the question is, how was Yosef confident that after 22 years, Yaakov would remember the parsha of Eglah Rufa? So the Sefer Gur Aryeh explains that when Yaakov sent Yosef to see how his brothers are doing, Yaakov did what our Mishnah just said, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, how important it is to be malava, how important it is to escort the person who is leaving you. And Yaakov went along with Yosef. And therefore, Yaakov, and that is the prevention of Eglah Rufa. And that's where Yosef want to remind Yaakov the last time that they were together, the last time they were together, you escorted me, because that's one of the lessons we learn from the parasha of Eglah Rufa. The Sefer Musav Adas takes this point a step further. Yes, there's an obligation for the people of the city to help to make sure that the guests who come to the city have where to eat and sleep and are escorted. But we would think that that is a responsibility that is on the balabatim of the city. But it shouldn't be the responsibility of the Bezdin, of the Rabbonin. So teaches us the Mishnah that it's the obligation of everybody in the city to participate in making sure that the guests are taken care of carefully, properly. And the Rabbonim should not say, well, it's not our job. They are just as responsible as everyone else. Says the Mishnah, Kehanim Omrim. And after this entire procedure is completed, the Kehanim say, Kapal Amcha Yisrael Shabdis Hashem, Val Titein Dam Nauki Bekerv Amcha Yisrael. And says the Mishnah, La Yitzricham Leimer, they did not have to announce, in the Kapal Adam, the blood of this carbon should be a kapara. Ella, says the Mishnah, Ruach HaKodesh Mevorasodin. The Torah is telling us that Amos HaShetasu Kocha, if somebody does this way, Adam is kapal him. Of course, the Tchelis Mordechai, the Masham, points out that it doesn't mean that the person who actually did the murder is absolved through the procedure of Eglah Rufa. But what happens is that the city could say that we did what had to be done, and the collective responsibility of the city will not be any collective responsibility to the city. And he goes on to say that the Gemara mentions that Eliyahu HaNavi refused to come to a place that the people didn't act in that place properly. So what the Eglah Rufa procedure accomplishes, he explains, is that now the Shechinah, Kedosh Eliyahu HaNavi, will be comfortable coming back to the city. Ask the Gemara, V'yem mum poisel ba'eglah, shouldn't the halacha that a mum disqualifies an animal be applicable by an Eglah Rufa? Because we learn the following Kal v'chomer, Uma Pora, we speak about the Pora Aduma. She'ena shmanim poisel spa. There is no age requirement when we speak about the age of the Pora Aduma. The halacha is mum poisel ba, a mum disqualifies it. Eglah shishonim poisel ba. An eglah is only kosher, an animal that's a calf is only qualified to be a egla rufa when it's 1 year old, ain a din she a mum paisaba. Certainly a mum should disqualify it. Why did we learn that it doesn't? Answers the Gemara, shani kasam, damakra. The pasuk by the paraduma says, da she ain ba mum. So we learn from the word ba, by the paraduma, mum paisal, mum is a disqualification. Vain, mum paisal by gola, and it's not by anything else. Says Rabbi Yoshev, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us the halacha by paraduma? Can't we learn the halacha of paraduma from all kachim? Says Rabbi Yoshev, what we learn from this Gemara is that a paraduma is not like all other animals that are bought as a carbon. And he gives an example. By all other kabanis, if the animal got a disqualification after the shechita, it becomes posel still. By the paraduma, it's only until the shechita. Any disqualification that would come afterwards would not be an issue. El me'ata, says the Gemara, if that's the case, lo yeh sharvaydus paisleba. If we're saying that when the Torah uses the word ba, it's coming to teach us a limud, it's coming to teach us an exclusion. So the Torah says, by the egla rufa, ashlay uved ba. Ba means only this should be asr. Alama, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Rav, hinich ale uda, if we put shalsaker, we put on it a pile of bags, psula, or begela, by the gola, it's not posel acha timshoich until we move it carrying something. So we see that anything put on the paraduma disqualifies it. But the pasuk says, ashloi all shun bol, teach us that only this, answers the Gemara, shani para, the opinion all meagola. The Torah says, by egla, ashloi mashka ba'ol. So we learn from there that that is a disqualification by a paraduma. So if that's the case, that we have a gzeir shava, ask the Gemara, connecting egla rufa to paraduma, so ask the Gemara, agola namitese, mi paraduma. We learn from paraduma. And if we're learning that by paraduma, the halacha is that any mum disqualifies it, so too should be the halacha by egla rufa. Answers the Gemara, but as we said, ha mit rachmana ba, the Torah says, mum ein ba, to teach us that this is only halacha by paraduma that a mum disqualifies it, not by the egla rufa. But ask the Gemara, by gola namik seba, the apostle uses the words ba, and how do we learn from paraduma from egla rufa? Answers Gemara, hahu, the word ba, which the Torah uses by egla rufa, mibayle lemute kachim, to teach us that by all other kabanis, the loipasta ba'avoida, that if the animal was used for different work, it doesn't disqualify it from being a kosher for carbon. But as far as a paraduma is concerned, it will be a disqualification. Because, says the Gemara, why would we think that an animal that was worked with should be disqualification for a carbon? Because we would have actually thought that we should learn this halacha with a kavachomer from agola, from egla rufa, that any work should disqualify an animal for a carbon. Because we would say as follows: on my egla, if by egla rufa, as we've learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara, that ain mum paisaba, mum is not a disqualification. Avoid the paiselus ba, but having worked with the animal disqualifies it. So certainly kachim, shemum paiselus behem, an animal that's a balmum, cannot be brought as a carbon. Eino din shavoid the paiselus ba. So certainly it should be pasul. That's why we need this lima to tell us not that way. But ask the Gemara, how could we learn, how would we think to learn a kavachomer from egla rufa to kachim? Ikla mifruch, we could ask on such a kavachoyma, mala gola shekain shana paisles ba. By egla rufa, the years are a disqualification. As we said before, it can't be more than a year old. Mala gola shekain shana paisles ba. Otu kachim, whereas by kachim, that isn't alocha. Ask them, that isn't alocha. Otu kachim, mileka de posle by shanim, aren't there very kabbonis, like the Karm Pesach and the Karm Chatos, that have to be also only within a year old? Answers the Gemara. What the Gemara would meant with this Kalvachoymer was Kietzro, and therefore a Pasuk to tell us not to learn the Kalvachoymer, that work is a disqualification by Kabbonis. Kietzro Kro, Lahanach Kotchim, the Pasuk B'Shanim. We're talking about the Kabbonis where years are our disqualification. For those, we don't need a Pasuk. But we didn't need a Pasuk where years are not a where age is not a factor. Ask the Gemara. So it's saying that we're learning from the word ba, which the Torah uses by the Egla Rufa, to say by Egla Rufa, work is a disqualification, not by Kabbonis. Ask the Gemara, the Kachem, the way possible, avoid the Mahochanavka, is this the source for this halacha, that work is not a disqualification by Kabbonis? Ask the Gemara, Mihasim Nafka, isn't it learned from a different Pasuk? The Pasuk, when it describes all the disqualifications of a carbon, Parshas Emor, the Torah identifies the various Balimum, Averes, Oshavar, Ocharitz, Oyabelis, Ogerev, Oyalefes, Lekrivu, Elo Lashem. And we learn from that Pasuk, Elo Yatamakriv, these animals that have these mumim, that have these deficiencies, that have these blemishes, cannot be used as a carbon. But if an animal was used for work, it may be used as a carbon. So that's the source, answers the Gemara. Itzrich, we need still the limud of Ba to teach us. Sakadat chamina, hanimili, hechida ovid ba'avoidus heter. If the animal was used to work something which is permissible, aval avoidus iser, but if the animal was used to work something that involves an avera, you use the work, you work with the animal on Shabbos, or you work with the animal, two different types of animals together, which we know is osur emelitzru, maybe such an animal should be disqualified to be brought as a carbon. Tzricha, that's why we have the other limit of ba, to say any work does not disqualify. Ask the Gemara, v'ha nami, but this halacha, that any work, even work that represents an aveira, does not disqualify, mehocha nafka. The pasuk says, u'miyad b'necha lo'isakrivu aslecha melekecha mikol eila. Eila, the animals which are bali mum, i'atamakriv, may not be brought as a carbon. Aval atamakriv kachim shenevda ben avoida. You can use animals that we worked with. So we have a pasuk, another pasuk to teach us, that any work does not disqualify an animal from being a carbon. And says the Gemara Itzrok, we still need the ball that the Torah says by Egla Rufa to exclude kabonis. I would think that when is work not a disqualification? Work is not a disqualification if you worked with the animal before you were magdish the animal. If you work with the animal after you were magdish the animal, we would think that that should disqualify the animal from being a carbon. That's why we need the ball to teach us it doesn't make a difference. And even if it was worked with after you were magdish it, you could still use it as a carbon. Gufa, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Hiniachala, if somebody, we learned earlier in our shir, put on the Paraduma Uda Shalsakin, a pile of bags, Psula. Ube'egla, but the Egla Rufa is not disqualified, Achit Timshek, until there's something on the back of the Egla and it moves with it on its back. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Pasuk by Paraduma says, Ashalai olala oil. Only ala oil. I only know from the Pasuk that putting an oil, a yoke, on the Paraduma disqualifies it. Shara avoidus minayin. How do we know that other things, other work, would disqualify the Paraduma? Amrit, we can learn this with a Kal v'chomer. Oma egla, if we speak about the Egla Rufa, she'em mom paisaba, that we just finished learning, a mum is not disqualification, is not a disqualification by the Egla Rufa. Still, shar avoidus paslaba, you're not allowed to work with it, because the pasuk clearly says, as we've been learning, ashalai uved ba, para, shemum paisaba, para with a mum is disqualification, as the Torah clearly says, ashe'em ba mum, Ein adim shashar avoid is poslim ba. Certainly the halacha should be that working with it should be disqualification. Why do we need a pasuk? Vim nafshach chloimer. And if you're willing to ask on this, nemakan o, and if you'll be able to ask on this this kalvachomer, says the Gemara, even so, there's a gzeir shava. Nemakan oil. The Torah says by the paraduma the word oil. For nemalahalan, the Torah uses the word oil by pe'egla rufa. From egla rufa, we learned malahalan shar avodas paislaba. Any work disqualifies it. Here too, afkan shar avodas paislaba. Any work disqualifies it. So the Gemara stops and asks, "My imnaf shechloimer." The Gemara says, "If you're going to want to ask a kalvachomer, why we shouldn't be able to learn the halacha of paraduma from egla rufa? The chitema, because you'll want to ask on this kalvachomer. Ikla mifrach, be able to ask on this kalvachomer. Malagola shken shanas paislaba. Egla rufa is disqualified when it's over a year. Inami, or will say." That we can't learn the halacha of a paraduma from an egla rufa, because we'll say that the paraduma should be compared to kachim yichichu. It should be compared to other kabbanas. That by all kabbanas the halacha is mum paisel behem. A mum is disqualification. Vein avoid the paisel behem. And therefore the kavachayim that we wanted to learn from egla rufa to paraduma should be refuted. So says the Gemara, even if we'll refute the Kalva Chaimer, we still have a Gzeres Shava. Nem Kan O, the Torah uses the word O by Egla Rufa. Nem Lahalon O, the Torah uses that word by Paraduma to teach us Malahalon, just like by Egla Rufa, Shar Avodas Paislas, any work disqualifies it. So too will be the Halacha Afkan, so too will be the Halacha by the Paraduma. Says the Gemara, we learned from this Braisa, that how do we know that any work disqualifies the paraduma? Because we learn it from the halacha of the egla rufa. So we know that when we learn one subject from another subject, the student cannot be more stringent than the teacher. So ask the Gemara, so if we're learning from egla rufa, or makan shema basa, shouldn't the halacha of paraduma be similar regarding work as the halacha as egla rufa? Malahalan, and as we've been saying, by egla rufa it only becomes disqualified atcha timshach, that you move the animal with something on it. Here too, afkan, by the paraduma, the halacha ought to be that it's not disqualified atcha timshach, till you work with the animal. Answers the Gemara, but Rav said that the halacha by paraduma and egla rufa are different, that by paraduma it becomes disqualified immediately, and by egla rufa, it only becomes disqualified after you walk with it. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. This halacha is actually connected to a machlokes tanoim. Dika de maisla, there are those that learned halacha paraduma from egla, and ika de laisla megufa de para, they learn it from what the Torah says in the parsha paraduma itself. The Tanya, the Braisa says, the Torah says regarding the paraduma, so if I learn the pasuk literally, it's teaching us that only an ol is a problem. Shara vaydis menayin. How do we know that other work disqualifies it? Tamaloymer. The pasuk says ashalay ol ala ol mikamokin. It's coming to teach us that ashalay ol ala ol. The pasuk could have said ol ol alaha. By the fact that Torah says ol ala. Allah allow all, it's coming to teach us all type of work. Says the Gemara, if all type of work is disqualifies the paraduma, so ask the Gemara, and came out tam alayma all, why did the Torah single out the all? Answers the Gemara, all possible be mishas avoida, or be mishas avoida. Even if you just put an all on the animal, and it didn't do anything with it, it becomes disqualified. Shar avoidas, but other activities, you have to have done it. You have to work with that to disqualify the paraduma. Veima, but ask the Gemara, so we're learning, this is the way we're learning, at least one Tana is learning, that any work disqualifies the paraduma. But ask the Gemara, maybe the pasuk should be learned differently. Veima, maybe the pasuk should be learned in a klal prat form. The pasuk says a shalal olala is a klal. Then the Torah says ol, which is a prat. And we know that when we have a pasuk that's written that way in a klal or prat format, ein bechlal el befrat. The prat very seriously limits the klal, and we should learn from here. Midachrin eloi, it all in, only an ol will disqualify paraduma. Midachrin eloi. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says asher, and the pasuk by using the word asher is a ribui, and therefore it should not be learned in a klal prat format. The Tanya nami agola kabagavna, and says the Bryce, says the Gemara, there's a brisa that explains the psukim by egla rufa also similarly. The pasuk says by egla rufa ashloi moshcha ba'ol enli ela ol. So if I learn this pasuk, it should teach us that only putting an ol on the egla rufa would disqualify it. Shar avoidus minayin, any other work, how do we know? Tamaloimer ashloi ubaba, become makam, any type of work. Ask the Gemara imkain ma tamaloimer ol. Why did the Torah use the word ol? To teach us all paisel bein b'shas avoida or bein b'shloi b'shas avoida. An ol will always disqualify an animal from being an egla rufa. Shar avoidus ein paisel ba el shas avoida. But ask the Gemara, why don't we learn the pasuk veima ashloi ubeba is a klal ol prat, and we should learn klal prat ein b'chlal el mashe b'prat, and then the halacha will be that all in, only an all disqualifies an egla rufa, midachrina, anything else, loy, will not disqualify it. And says the Gemara, it cannot be learnt as a klal prat, because the Torah has the extra word, asher, which is a ribui here. So, we learnt the all, putting an all on the egla rufa, disqualifies it. To which the Gemara asks, Amravua, boy, my name Reb Yochanan. I asked Reb Yochanan, Meshichas ol bekama. How much does the animal, the egla, have to walk with that ol to become disqualified? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, kamalei ol, the size of the ol. If it walked with an ol, that size, that amount of area, the size of an ol, it becomes disqualified. But now ask the Gemara, Ibailu, when we speak about that, what is meant? La'arkai, the length, or la'rachbay, the width? Amalei merabonim. Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, with the day mefarshin the Rabbi Yochanan, Meshichas Ol, when we speak about the shear of the Meshichas Ol, L'rochvay, we speak about the width, which is a tefach. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that the shear is a tefach, wouldn't it have been easier just to say tefach? And there would be no confusion, there would be no question. V'leim a tefach, answers the Gemara, Ha-Kamashmon, what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us is that the shiur of the oil, the size of an oil, is a tefachava. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to know that? L'may nafkamina, says the Gemara, l'mekka chamemkar, that if somebody buys from somebody else an oil, it has to be at least a tefach big. Because if it's not a tefach, if it wouldn't be a tefach big, then it's not considered that he kept the deal. And where do we know, that an ol must be a tefach, at least a tefach big, says the Gemara from this discussion about an ol of the egla rufa. Amma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, Neima Amma Torah, Havi Egla Benachal. Why did the Torah tell us to bring the egla rufa to the Nachal? Says the Gemara, because Amma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yoved Avish Loyasa Peris, the egla, which is less than a year old, never had children, it's too young. The Arif B'Makom Sheinayasa Peris, and this procedure should be done in a place that doesn't produce fruit. It's a barren valley. Yichaper, and it'll be a kapara, amisho lo'inichu lasas peiris, for the person that did not have the opportunity to have any more children. He was killed before he could have any children. My peiris. Ilayim apir rivya. If it means that the victim did not have children, says the Gemara Ma'atas Zokim Asaras Hachanami Delayarfin. So then the question be that somebody who is a Zokin and a Saras that can't have children. So if the whole point of the Egla Rufa procedure is to speak about that we took away the ability of the victim to have children, they can't have children anyway. So the Gemara Pirei Rivya means here mitzvahs, that we took away the opportunity to do mitzvahs. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks in his Sefer Nachal Eisin, so if that's the case, if the victim is a shoita or a katan, a cheres shoita, the victim is a cheres shoita that we know from our Shas are exempt from doing mitzvahs, so she wouldn't go through the procedure if that's the victim. So Reb Chaim quotes his father, the stipler. He says, it's not that a cheresh and shoita cannot do mitzvahs. They're not obligated to do mitzvahs, but they certainly can do mitzvahs, and their mitzvahs count. And taking away that opportunity is a terrible situation. So we continue learning in the Mishnah. Omeridin oisel nachal eson, eson kamashma, we learn kosher. Tarabonim, menayin le'eson shukosher. How do we know that that's what it means? It says, the mar nema eson meshavecha, the sim besela kinecham. Eson speaks about a stone. Vaymer, shomer har mesriv Hashem, ve'esonim mois de eretz. Acherim oimrim, benayin le'eson shu yoshon. How do we know that it's yoshon? Nema goy eson hu? Goy ma'olim hu, an old nation. So we see that eson means an old place. We learned further in the Mishnah. The egla is decapitated from the back with an axe. My tama says the Gemara. How do we know that? We know that a chatas oif is killed with melika, and it's killed from the back of the neck. So we learn from there that here too is the way we kill the egla rufa. And we learned in the Mishnah that the place where the Arivas Agola took place, awesome Lizroy Malevit. We may not plant there, work there. Tanabonim, the Pasuk says, Nachal Eisen Ashlayavaba Vlay Zara Lishavar. It talks about a place, Lishavar de Rabbisha. Rabbi Yonason Amar, that the Pasuk should be understood, Li Haba, that you may never work there. The Chizkuni says that not only may you not work there or plant there, you're not allowed to even water the fields that are next to it that could cause the water to run off into this field. Rav Amar Laba, regarding working in that place moving forward, Kulam LePligi, everybody agrees that that's prohibited. The Ksiv Lo Yizara, you may not plant there. Key pligi, the machlokes we have here is l'sha'avar. Is this what's the halacha? Does it have to be a place that they never worked there previously? Rabbi Yoshi Sover, miksiv mi lo yu'ubud. Does it say that it was never worked? Then it would indeed. The pasuk says that shlo yu'ubud. It means even the past. Rabbi Yonason, miksiv shlo nevad. If it meant the past, it should have said nevad. Rabbi Yoshi, shlo yu'ubud. When the Torah uses that wording, la'ava mashma, it only means the past. It means the past as well. Rabbi Yonason, on the other hand, says, Asher, you're right, that's not what the word means, but it's a ribui. That it comes to teach us that you're not allowed to work there, but any work there is prohibited, but it's not speaking, he says, about the past. Umetal isrik sham, we're allowed to comb linen there, we would learn that you're not allowed to plant there. Sharavoidus minayin. How do we know that other work may not be performed there? Tamalayma shloyavid ba. Mikamakim. Any type of work. Imkain. So ask the Gemara if any type of work is prohibited. Mat tamalayma v'lo yizara. Why did the Torah also have to write yizara? Planting is work. It's included in all other work. Laimalach. Mazriyam yuchedes. The what type of work is prohibited? Planting. Shibagufi shalkarka, which you do in the property itself. Afko shibagufi shalkarka. What's prohibited is something that's in the karka itself. Yotzitzrikas pishtin, combing linen, the nikar avonim, or clearing stones. Sheinen begufi shalkarka, that are not on the property itself. In fact, I saw that the place, he says, that you're allowed to even build prop, you're allowed to build on that property. That's not included in the Osir, in the Isser. The Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzon in the Sefer Devar Shul asks, are you allowed to take earth from this area to use to build in another area. And he says that that he thinks is permissible. And as we quoted when we learned the shir, Rabbi Yashiv says that the halacha is that you can make this place into a cemetery. Ve'ema, ashlo yovet ba, ask them maybe the one way to learn the pasuk, it's ashlo yovet ba klal, v'lo yizora as a prat, and we learn klal a prat, en b'chlal el mashab a prat, and therefore we should learn that zriya in, only planting is asur, midach rin aloy, anything else is not, says the Gemara, the Torah says, asher is a ribui to include everything else. And we learned in the Mishnah that Ziknair, the Ziknair roichts in Yudayim, and they say Yudayinu l'shafcha sadam azev and neinu l'ra. Tana Rabbanan, cause Ziknair he, hakrivim al-chalol, all of the Zikanim of the city which are closest to the corpse, yechatsu as Yudayim ala-egla arufa, they wash their hands b'nachal, shein tamalayim arufa, and says the Gemara, why does the pasuk have to say that the animal was decapitated? Matamalai marufa. We already know to teach that that's what happened to the animal. To teach us, al-makayim arifasa shalagola. The Torah is teaching us that the place of the washing should be exactly where the animal was decapitated. Vamru, and they announce, yedeinu l'shafchas adam azeh, veineinu l'roh. So we learned in the Mishnah, V'chalabeinu also shebezdin shayvchum damim. Do we ever think that the bezdin are the murderers? Ella, what we say is, loibali adenu, this victim did not come to our city, upetrenua b'loi mezainus, and we didn't take care of him by giving him food, l'rinu v'nechnua b'loi levaya, that we escorted him. Says the Gemara, Tanya Yeremei Oimer, koifin levaya, bezdin, force person, somebody who has to be escorted from the city, Bezdin could force, if somebody doesn't want to go, the Bezdin could force you to go along. Kaifin Levaya, and says the Gemara, Schar Levaya, Ein Lashir. The Schar for doing this mitzvah cannot be counted. Shnemar, the Pasuk says, V'yira Shomrim, the Shomrim that were attacking the city of Bethel, ish yoytzim in the ear, v'yomerloi, and they told him, hareini nosma v'ir, they were attacking that city, and they asked this person who was leaving the city, how do we enter the city? V'sinam chachesed, and we will treat you properly if you show us. V'ksiv, v'yarem esma v'ir, he showed them. Asked the Gemara, ma chesedimai, what was the chesed that did for him? Shekol ha'seir hagul v'icharev, then the entire city was murdered. Vayse ish mishpach tishalchu, and he was speared. And the pasuk says, "V'yelech heish eretz achitin v'yivan ir v'yikushmai luz hushma er yamezeh." That city is here forever. Tanya, what is that city? He luz sheshavin tzavim b'tchelus. It's luz where the tchelus was died. He luz shabas and cherev loy bilbala, when Sancherev turned over the entire world. He left that city alone. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the world. V'loi hechriva didn't destroy that city. V'av Malach HaMavis en lo reshus lavabo. And the Malach HaMavis can't enter that city. Elo, Zekene Sheba, the older people in that city, B'zman Shadat and Katzon Layim, when they had enough of life, Yoytzen Chutz L'chayma, they leave the city, Ve'y Mesim. Says the Gemara, V'loi Tvarim Kavachayma, Mak Nanazeh, he didn't open his mouth. He didn't go anywhere. But he just showed them what is the entrance to the city. He did such a wonderful chesed. Such wonderful chesed happened to him and to his family. Certainly, somebody who bothers to escort somebody out, how much more so there is schar for such a person. Says the Gemara, asked the Gemara, b'maher lehem, how did he show them how to the entrance? Chizkiyam b'piv ikam lehem, he made a sign with his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan b'etzba her lehem, he pointed with his finger. It says the Gemara, Tanya kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan, the Braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. The b'shvil shiknani zeh, the Braisa said, because he showed with his finger. So it's clearly indication that what he did was with his finger. Gorim hatzola loy ulazare atzoif kaladoris. So here we're learning the importance of doing levaya, but the mitzvah, even though there's a tremendous mitzvah, there's the mashah and others say that nowadays levaya is not as critical as it was in those days, because in those days the roads were dangerous and there were no signs on the road. But nowadays, where the roads are lit up and they're not dangerous, the mitzvah levaya is not so serious. However, the Inyan Yaakov says, what that means is you don't have to walk the person that far, but you always have to walk him at least dalar amos. And moreover, the Paiskim say that we should always, when the person, when our guest was a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, we have to walk, we have to be malav them. The Gemara said that the city of Luz, when the people in that city had enough of life, they would leave the city and die. So the Shaz of Tshuvas, Tzitz Eliezer, uses this Gemara to teach us that grumma, if you don't actively do anything to kill somebody, then the halacha is that's not called murder. But then he goes into discussion that here it's talking about somebody who was an akum. Maybe an akum is different. By a Jew, would not even do something which is a grumma. Says the Gemara, Amar Rishu ben Levi, Amahalap Aderek. If somebody walks on the road, Ve'en Lo Levaya, and there's nobody walking with him, Yask B'Tayr, Shalun Tayr, Shnemar, Kilavayas Hain, L'Rashecha, Ve'Nakim L'Gergusecha. The Torah could be with us. As the Mashah explains, that when a person is traveling on the road himself, he's putting himself in danger, and the Torah is what's going to save him. As the Inyan Yaakov points out, the pasuk says, "Eitz Chaim Hi," that the Torah is Eitz Chaim, Oirich Memina B'Smoila Oishav Chavid, and that's why Torah, learning Torah when one is on the road, is so important. And I saw the Reb Tzadik in his Sefer Sisi Laila explains this Gemara Pidrush. He says, "Hamahalch b'derech." Our existence in this world is we're here on a journey. And if somebody lives in this world, the Ein Lo Levaya, he doesn't have anything to show. Yask b'Tayra. What a person is supposed to do with his life is learn Torah, and that gives value to your life. Amar Rishu ben Levi. B'shvil Abba P'siyah Shaliva Paro L'Avram. When Paroi sent Avram Avinu from Mitzrayim, he escorted him, Dalet Amish, Nemav Yitzavalov, Para Anoshim, Nishtabit Bon of Abba Meishana. We were in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Shanemav Avodim V'ino Yisom, Mab Abba Meishana. So of course, the Mashah asked the question that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Gzera, made the Bris, said this already, made the Bris Ben Absarim. So why does it say that because of Paroi escorted him? So many explain that Paroi, why was it specifically from, why was Mitzrayim that we were in the country that we were? And that's because of this. Others explain that everything, the Gra says that everything began from that point when Paroi sent Avram Avinu out of Mitzrayim. The Arizal, in fact, says that from this Gemara we shall learn that not only is escorting a person so critical, but he says from here we shall learn that we should always be escorted by a tzaddik, by a friend, not by a rasha. Avram Avinu was escorted by Paroi, and let's see what happened from here. Amar Yudah Marav, Kol Malavas Chaver Abba Amas Be'ir, if somebody is Malavas somebody else, Einam Esnizik, the person who you walk with will be protected. Ravina Alvil Rav Yitzka Abba Amas Beir Matal Yadi Hazeka. He almost came into danger, Vitzel, and he was saved. Tana Abonim Harav LeTalmud, a Rebbe escorting a Talmud out of Burish Shal Ir until the last house in the city. Chav LeChaver shall walk Tchum Shabbos 2,000 Amas outside of the city. Talmud l'Rav, ain't no shir. There's no shir. V'kama. says the Gemara, what is the minimum? Amar b'sheishes at parso v'loy amar el rabbi shen muvik, not to your Rebbe muvik. Avol Rabbi muvik. If it's your Rebbe muvik, you have to walk with him at least shalosh pesos. Rav Kahana alvei l'Rav Simon bar Ashi mepum nahara ad beitz nisu the bavo kimata lahasam. When they got there, Amalei Rav Kahana said to Rav Simon bar Ashi, vade the amri hani tnis the bavo mishnei Adam Arishin Asnu. This place was here from the time of Adam Arishin. Amalei, so Rav Simi Barashi said to Rav Kahana, it got in Milsi. Now you reminded me something that I learned. Amar Rav Yosef Bachanini, Madik Siv, the Pasuk says, Beres loy avad ish, v'lo yosha Adam Sham. So ask the Gemara, of course, Miacha shloy avar, if nobody even ever passed by there, hey chen yosha, certainly nobody ever lived there. Ella, says the Gemara, what we learned from this Pasuk, Eretz, Shagazala Adam Rishon Lishav. Any city that Adam Rishon said that we should, that should be inhabited, Adam Rishon looked at the entire world and he decided which places should be inhabited. Adam Rishon Ramot Avila of Ashi, he escorted him a grunya at Bekipa, family, and some say he walked so far till Bay Dura. Amar Yakmashim Rameya, Kol She'enim Alava. Somebody who doesn't escort, af mislavi, even though he's being escorted by other people, kilo shef kadam, you have responsibility to be malava. Shilmale levu anshi richa lelusha. If the anshi richa would have escorted Elisha, lagira dubin latanikus, the bears that started up with the children would have never come. And the Gemara goes into that episode. Shenemar, v'yal misham beisel, Elisha went from there to beisel, v'ola b'derech, un'orim katarim narim in the ear, v'yiskal saboy, v'yom alei kerech alei kerech. They teased him. Am alei, shekerech alenus amokim. You destroy, you made Yerichai, that you made Yerichai, he made the water of Yerichai sweet, and they used to be the ones that sold water, and you caused us to lose our panosim. Says the Mamai Na'orim Ketanim. Why are they called Na'orim Ketanim? Amr Belaza, Menurim in a mitzvah. They didn't do any mitzvahs. Ketana, Shoyim Ketanim Amuna. They didn't have Amuna. They should have believed that their panosim doesn't come from their ability to sell water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the panosim. Tana, Na'orim Hayu. They were young men. But they acted like children. Maskel of Rav Yosef, Vidilma Hashem Mekom. Maybe they were called that way because they came from that place. Me like Siv, doesn't the Pasuk say, V'arom Yotzu Gedudim, V'yishvim Has Yisrael Naro Ketana, V'kashlo Naro Ketana, is was she a Naro, was she a Ketana? Amr Padas, says Rav Padas, Ketanim the Menurim. The way to understand is that she was a young girl from the city of Nurim. Answers the Gemara, Hassam, over there, Lemifash Mekoima. We don't know from where they were. So we explain that Nara means the place. Hacha, it says clearly that this that they were from Yerichai. So we can't say means that it's coming to tell us the name of the place. Rather, it's coming to teach us, as we learned, what the words are come to teach us.